שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר פסח בעמוד 267.
We're reading in the book of Pesach. Page. Reading Rabash's letter 48. Reminding you that you can send questions on God TV. 267 is the page in the Pesach book. Rabash letter 48. We're beginning with the first paragraph. The Torah talked about four sons, and he who doesn't know how to ask. And we must explain the word ask. It comes from the word, or the prayer. So if somebody doesn't know how to pray, the result of which is a lack of deficiency, the cause of which is a lack of deficiency, then that raises a prayer. So a deficiency is revealed to him, and then he will have what to pray for. And then the Creator will be able to give him the light of Torah. And therefore, specifically by that is what the Torah referred to, because whoever doesn't have a lack doesn't have a kli to receive, and that's why one cannot be given to. From the beginning? Okay, again. Against the four sons, the Torah spoke, and the one that doesn't know how to ask, don't reveal to him. And we can interpret the word ask from the tongue asking about the rain, that they ask, that asking is a prayer, meaning one that doesn't know how to pray, and the reason is, since he has no chisaron, no deficiency, because a prayer relates specifically to a deficiency, then don't reveal to him, meaning reveal the place of the deficiency, and then he will have something to pray for. Then the Creator will be able to bestow to him all the light of the Torah. And then specifically, that's what the Torah spoke of, since whoever lacks a deficiency is called lacking a kli of reception. And then he cannot be given to. So the Torah spoke means that it teaches us how to make us fit for the light of the Creator. And that's the most invaluable thing that's given to us, as it's written, because it is your wisdom for the days of your lives. And who is as close to the Creator as much as we are? That the matter is that the Creator is close to us in that He wants to bestow all of His goodness. Just the only thing that's missing is the call, that is the deficiency. That only in the place where there's a deficiency, then there's a place for a question. That is the matter of the prayer. That is the kli for the reception of the abundance. And this is the interpretation of he who doesn't know how to ask, don't reveal to him a place of deficiency. And when he has deficiency, and he asks the Creator to fill that deficiency, then it's said, whoever has one portion, or wants two. 100. So it turns out that that place for deficiency that he has, for spirituality, then becomes a greater deficiency. Meaning he attains later greater kilim. That by these greater kilim, he receives greater lights. Since he already has a place to call out to the Creator. As the sages said, open a small opening of redemption to me, as the eye of a needle, and I will open for you openings that wagons and horses can go through. So if somebody knows how to ask, open a small part for them. And there are two meanings to this. One, that it is small as the eye of a needle, meaning that only if there is a place for a deficiency for spirituality, and even that the spirituality is small, but already there is a place that can that he can call to the Creator to help him and fill this deficiency. And when the Creator fills this deficiency for him, then he who has one portion wants 200 from the word that this is the reason that the light itself creates the kli, meaning a place for deficiency, until the Creator promises him that he, meaning the light himself, will open for him openings and portals such that wagons could drive through. And there are more, there's another meaning to the eye of a needle, meaning that that small deficiency will prick him and hurt him, just like the tip of the needle. Because he has a deficiency, but he doesn't feel that deficiency, it won't help him unless the deficiency hurts him. And then he asks and prays to the Creator to fill that deficiency. The Creator will fill our deficiencies for good in corporeality and in spirituality, and we will have a kosher and happy holiday. Questions?
Ken?
I'm confused. I thought that he wants 100 and he gets 200. So it turns out in spirituality it's the same thing, right? I thought it was only in corporeality that the deficiency grows. Rav, no, the method is different. How is it different? Okay, so you're asking the following. How can we increase the desire for spirituality? Or what? Yes, also. In corporeality, it happens since we have the will to receive. And if we fill it by some pleasure, then the will to receive understands this pleasure and wants more. Yes, because there's a restriction on it. But the desire for spirituality, there is no tzimtzum. Or is there one also? No, I'm talking about corporeality. What do you mean corporeality? You mean for the sake of reception? Or just an animal existence? On an animal desire, you have no tzimtzum. You profit, you succeed, you enjoy, and it develops for you more and more. But it's an illusion that I enjoy. Yes, but every time you increase the kli, you want more and more. And in spirituality, you need to work. Because you have no desire. Even if you came to something for the sake of bestowal, it doesn't promise you a greater desire for the sake of bestowal. Alright, so he says that wanting one portion and getting one portion makes him want 200. What's written that you're asking about? I should help him find it. In the beginning of the article, I think. It's on the second column, 288. So anybody wants a portion, wants 200. So hold on, you're beginning from the middle. Go back. And there are two meanings. What is two meanings? Meaning in what? One. Okay, read back. Because so he has a deficiency, and he asks that the Creator fill that deficiency, and then it's said, whoever has one portion wants 200. Meaning that by filling the place of deficiency, later deficiency becomes greater. Later, by attaining greater kilim, that by these kilim he receives greater lights, since he already has a place for calling out to the Creator. As the sages said, open an eye of needle for me, and so on. Okay, so it turns out that he wants bestowal. If he has this desire, this deficiency, then he receives a double deficiency. No. You know what? Read the whole letter again. From the top. That's the whole point thing is, if somebody can't ask, if the one that can't ask, how do we define that? Again, you get it. Memchet. Let's begin from the second paragraph. The Torah talked about four sons, and the one that didn't know how to ask revealed to him. And there is an interpretation of asking, where asking, we ask about the reins, or corporeality. Meaning that one that doesn't know how to ask, the reason is he doesn't have a deficiency, because a prayer relates specifically to the place of deficiency. And then you shall reveal to him. So does he have a chisaron or not? He has no deficiency. But does he want to ask or not? It sounds like he does. He just doesn't know how. So we need to open that for him. Meaning to open a place for deficiency for him, and then he will have what to pray for. And then the Creator will be able to bestow to him the light of the Torah. And that's why specifically, that's what the Torah spoke of. To the one that doesn't know how to ask, but suffers from that, and then a deficiency is opened to him from above, and then the Creator can already send the light into that deficiency. Because one that doesn't have a deficiency, it's called, he has no will to a kli of reception, so it can't be given to. Is that clear up until now? Rav asks. Don't be shy. Yes. What's unclear is deficiency is open from above, or he opens it. Later on, it's written that the person needs to open that deficiency. So I'm not sure that it's from above, according to what's written here. What do you mean? What does it mean that he doesn't know how to ask? That he can't reveal a deficiency. Right? But he suffers from that. And then on that suffering of him not being able to ask comes a question from above, meaning a deficiency. And then he absorbs that deficiency, and then the light comes in response, and then the light can be revealed. So read it again. Again, against the four sons, the Torah spoke about the four sons, and the one that doesn't know how to ask, you will reveal to him. And there is interpreting the word, you can interpret the word ask, meaning ask for the reins, meaning a prayer. Meaning that the one that doesn't know how to pray, the reason is that he doesn't have a deficiency, because a prayer pertains directly, specifically to the place of deficiency. So you reveal to him, Rav, but he's aware that he doesn't have a question, that he doesn't have a deficiency for spirituality. For the sake of bestowal, he doesn't have it. But he wants it, as if for it to be for him. So it's revealed to him. Nobody has a desire for spirituality. But in this state, he's called one of the four sons. Meaning for a place to be, a deficiency to be revealed for him. And then he'll have something to pray for. And then the Creator will be able to bestow to him the whole light of the Torah. And then specifically about that is what the Torah spoke, because one that doesn't have a deficiency is called not lacking a kli of reception. And so he can't be given to. And the Torah spoke means that it teaches us how to make ourselves fit for being rewarded with the light of the Creator. And this is the most valuable thing that's given to us. Rav says that this is what the Torah is meant for. As it's written that you will be beyond all the nations, the closest ones to the Creator of all the nations. which means that the Creator is close to us in that He wants to bestow to us all of His goodness. But then what's lacking? Just the call. That is a deficiency. That only in the place where there's a deficiency, then there's a place for a question, which is the matter of the prayer, which is a kli of receiving the abundance. So the interpretation is, the one that doesn't know how to ask, you will reveal to him, meaning reveal to him a place of deficiency. When he does have a deficiency and asks and requests the Creator to fill that deficiency for him, then it's said, he who has one wants 200. It turns out that one that comes to fulfilling for spirituality, he always gets a bigger kilim, that by these kilim, he receives greater lights, since he already has a place to call out to the Creator. As the sages said, open for me an eye of a needle, and I will open for you openings that chariots can drive through. So if one wants, then you will open to him, even something as small as an eye of a needle. And there are two meanings to this. One, that he is small as the eye of a needle, that only if there's a place for deficiency for spirituality, even if the deficiency is small, but already there's a place that can call out to the Creator to help him, to fill him the deficiency. And when the Creator fills that deficiency for him, then one that has one wants 200. And that's the reason why the light itself creates the kli, meaning the deficiency. Until the Creator promises him that he, meaning the light himself, itself will open openings that chariots can drive through. Two. And another meaning to eye of a needle, meaning that that small deficiency will prick him and hurt him like a needle itself that is stabbed with, because he has that deficiency. But if he doesn't feel it, then it's not useful to him. But only a deficiency, if the deficiency he has hurts him, then he asks and requests from the Creator to fill his deficiency. Let the Creator fill all of our deficiencies for good, and let's have a happy and kosher holiday. Now is it clear, Itzik? If we have some deficiency for spirituality, then we continue to develop it, and the person is included in it. So we always have to just worry about the small deficiency, the eye of a needle. Where do we get it from? The group. There's no other place to take it, because all the deficiency needs to be for unity, make a greater demand every time. That's why we need the covenant here. It's the main thing. We need Arvut. Yes, questions. Go ahead.
Maybe we can expand. How can the connection in the group increase the deficiency and improve the inner prayer?
When I connect to the group, I receive a deficiency from them. Even if I have no deficiency at all, if I'm incorporated in them, I get their desires, their destinations, their everything. That's how I advance. It doesn't matter if the group is small or big. Through the group, I get the light. Yep, is that it? Yes, yes, go ahead, one after the other.
Сейчас вот какое-то ощущение полного онемения, полного отупения.
Есть сейчас эта аргаша, что ирадмут казат мухлетет.
Вот вообще непонятно, где вверх, где низ, потому что мы привыкли хвататься за, ну, по крайней мере,
there is a sense of complete slumber. It's not clear what's above, what's below. We used to hold on to faith above reason.
Оно почему-то успокаивает. И от этого становится еще страшнее.
Мишум ма, аргаша зоти давка маргия ахшав, везе мадиг.
For some reason, this feeling is calming me down. It's more worrying.
So on one hand, you're calm, and on the other hand, you're afraid.
Я не знаю сам. Ну да, 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 наверное, да.
בעצמי לא יודע, כנראה שכן.
כן, ну, ומה, זה יפה?
I don't know, I guess no. I guess yes.
Okay, that's great. So that was, it's actually the right spiritual discernment that comes from two opposites and coming together as one.
But how to advance forward with that?
I don't know. There's one suggestion, like a baby to incorporate in the group.
I heard that advice.
Постараться быть как маленький голый ребенок.
באמת להיות כמו ילד קטן ערום, ככה לזרוק מעצמך את כל הדברים
האלה. Young, like a naked child, throw everything off.
Почувствовал, что сегодня последний день жизни для всего мира.
Так что они ргашти, что айом за айом ахарон шела хаим.
После трапезы бегал за каждым товарищем.
I felt like today was the last day of my life.
Неужели это наконец-таки общее ощущение?
Айом ахэ саудар, адавти ахэ хаверим, нисити лавин, айом зато ргашти.
I chased the friends, I tried to understand what's the common feeling everyone has.
And what did they say?
Они сказали, что такого никогда не было.
И вот там ахэвэ, что айом бакбуца, от мэрешита, амуру, что
friends who were in the group from the first day said such a thing that they never felt before.
Right.
Какой-то страх не сделать то, что вот мы... последний шанс.
אז עכשיו יש מין פחד כזה לא לעשות, מין איזה סיכוי.
This fear not to do, this last chance that's before us.
It's good that he has this feeling on one hand. On the other hand, there needs to be confidence that we are under intensive care from the upper, and we have everything ahead of us, all the abilities to come to a perfect eternal state. There's no problem. The issue is only strengthening in the group. If the group would be fortified by each one thinking about the other, that without them he wouldn't be able to come to anything, then we would advance faster, better.
Человек страдает от отсутствия хисарона.
Адам совел ми хосера хисарон.
Person suffers from lack of deficiency. And then it's included in the society and receives a spiritual lack. So where do the torments come from?
Well, this is a great salvation. It's like I have a disease and I don't feel it, and it's not good. I can come to a point where I won't take care of it because I don't understand it, I don't know. So that's why all the diseases all come from unpleasant sensations, and then I run to the Creator. I'm not in spirituality, I'm not worried about anything, so whatever. Or that I just was inspired a little bit by spirituality and then I left it. Now I feel different deficiencies. Meaning that these deficiencies that we feel for spirituality are salvation. It's a test. It's an indication or a sign of disease. That's good. On one hand, I suffer from this state, on the other, I'm happy about it. Spirituality always comes in pairs of different desires, and you also have the mind and the heart that are one against the other. The main thing is to remember that we just need to work on the deficiency. I'm lacking. And how do I renew this deficiency every time? Only from the environment, from the society. Today, this morning, we were together a little bit, we incorporated together, you felt a certain advancement. It's good. Let's continue it. But again, if I don't know anything, and I don't care about anything, and I'm apathetic and indifferent, I throw myself, I cast myself like a child into the arms of the, like a baby in a parent's arms, doesn't think about anything. He's held by his mother, he has no problems. That's how we need to be with respect to the society. You can say, well, wait, but in a society, if all 10 will be like that, that they want to give up everything, and they really just give it up, they annul completely. It's not like they do some calculation, but they really want to annul the ego of everyone. Then who will take care of them? Don't worry. Then you'll discover who's taking care of them. The main thing is making sure, is keeping, observing how together we can be. We learn that the wise is not studying, but this article is a bright indication that it's so confusing. It even confused people that you can't hold on to the rope, to the thread. And now we saw specifically in the effort, and where's this effort? This effort is around there somewhere. Nothing is clear. We don't know where to apply it, like a child.
We don't know what to exert, like kids. But in the mind, just like in the meal. You sit and you say that the meal is the highest action.
I'm not sure what you mean by a meal. If I mean by a meal that right now I would want to feed all my friends, and I want to get the fulfillment through them, a suda, a meal, is called that all of us are fulfilled by the upper light. That it can't be if one doesn't pass it to the other. That's why we can't become filled. This way we're an integral kli. That is called a suda, a meal.
We have to make an effort, the exertion, as you said, a certain exertion, Rav. This is the biggest effort, the effort that follows you till the end of correction. The end of correction also is also called a meal of a feast of a whale, doesn't matter how you call it. Meal is fulfillment. What else do we have than to prepare the infinite vessel for infinite fulfillment? But a meal is that we connect to such an extent that our connection gives us the ability to be filled, because there's no cessation between us. 200 men sit and there's no cessation. Everybody is in one intention, one participation. They give to each other, they receive from each other. It's from conduit to conduit, from heart to heart. And then we make room for the upper abundance to fill us. That's the meaning of the meal. Look at the blessings that we say before the meal, after the meal. Look at what we're saying. It all belongs to the spiritual fulfillment in those interconnected vessels, equalized vessels that are in connection.
Я просто что хотел сказать. Все-таки это ну, немножко подкреплено материально. Ну, вот еда какая-то. Хоть его, допустим, вкусно не слышим.
Все-таки мы сидим вместе, вот
еда какая-то есть.
It's like something apart. There's this food that we sit around. A kind of reason, an excuse. Here we have this mental line. We have to exert. We have to labor to understand. Maybe that effort? Maybe that's what's missing? You always said the 10 is the place for a man. Rab. When Rabash passed, after 4 or 5 years, students started to come to me. When was it? 95? Today, they reminded me that up until 2002, I didn't speak of the society at all. The first 7 years,
was
Gilad, Aviu, Marek, these people. I didn't speak of the society. We barely studied the Rabash articles about society, connection, and so on. As if they didn't exist, these articles. That's how it was. We studied the Bechah Kavanot, all these articles that belong to Kabbalah. Free choice, you know, but not connection. After 2002, roughly, we started to study about connection. To learn about connection.
Lama.
Why? A person who enters this wisdom, he detests connection. He's not prepared for it. It seems to him something that belongs in a kindergarten, something for socialists, people who live in a kibbutz, communal living kind of. It's a low level. For that person, people connecting there and all that stuff. That's why we need preparation, the lights, influence, and then you can enter the matter of connection. What you're saying are correct things. Yesterday or this morning, I had some understanding, some feeling, and now, as if I was hit over the head. I have nothing, I feel nothing. Where is what I studied? At least to hold on to something, some food, something, it's a meal, we connect around it. Now you can see that for yourself, you heard about it, but now you feel it, that our study takes a person from one state to another. It used to be a clear state with great excitement, and now it's the state is blocked, lacking any emotion, even the mind doesn't work. So what to do? Do nothing. Except for the tendency for connection. And you're right, if I lack emotion and I have an intellect, what do I do? Just like the meal, when I tell you that we connect together in the hearts and then we receive fulfillment in the connected hearts, you say, no, I understand that we sit and eat together, this I can grasp. So do it like this as well. I'm not saying you have to have open hearts and connected in the heart. You can't do it. That's fine. We'll do it corporeally. We'll sit together next to the books in the study hall, in the hope that the reforming light will come. And specifically in that state, you're called the one who does not know how to ask. It speaks of you here. So what to do? Do whatever you can. But you feel that you don't even have a question about the rain, as they say. Where is my deficiency? I don't have it. I don't want spirituality. I don't even want spirituality. That's how it is. A person feels it this way. Very good. Do what was given to you. Everything in your ability to do, you should do.
So
do what? Sit and sing. We're going to go eat soon. There you know what to do. That's it.
Ну, вообще-то я понял так, что, собственно, спрашивать хисарон здесь есть.
Бгадол, они ванти, что лишь о хисарон.
General, I understood that to ask a deficiency is something we have, but how to do it? This we don't know. I don't know for now.
And so I'll tell you that you'll ask or you won't ask, it's not going to change anything. But studying, eating, doing everything together with a group, that is what is necessary. And the main thing is to annul. If you place yourself under them, you receive all their deficiencies and the fulfillment as well. So the main thing is to be less than everyone. It'll come. You came at the right time.
Ken, no Baku.
Я не знаю, это как бы... Я извиняюсь, что я руку поднял, просто...
Есть
видео, где...
No, come on, be a man. Well, you're a man. Relax, it's fine.
Рассказывал воспоминания о том, как вы учились в
работе. Есть это видео, что Йоси Дрори мисапер.
Это такая же видео. Of Йоси Дрори talking, telling about you studying with Рабаш. It's true pearl.
Нагрузчика, который перекладывал, таскал.
Ваусипер ал Рабаш, что истакел ал Сабал, что истакел ал.
Рабаш that looked at a porter that was carrying. Some stuff.
Я хочу, чтобы вот у меня, говорит, такое желание было к Творцу, как он с каким рвением он эту мебель таскает.
Да, за Рабаш Амар Машу Кмо Анигам Роцех
и Сабал. I also want a deficiency for the Creator, the same way this porter is carrying those furniture.
Но сейчас я не знаю, может быть, меня просто переклинивают уже. Мне кажется, что здесь есть какая-то подсказка вот.
Прагмати, а вот сейчас я ממש буэр, ки есть ли.
Practical person, because I'm burning now. I have this hint.
Anybody remember the story? I don't remember that at all.
Betveria shamaitem va rabash ra adam
Tiberias and Rabash so person at 8 p.m. unloading chairs from his truck.
Yeah, it was a warehouse next to it was right next door to us. There was our door and then the door right next door is a warehouse.
And he said, I wish the way he works with such devotion here that I would have similar strength for the work of the Creator.
Yeah, maybe he told it to Drori. That's what Drori told you guys.
Вот мне кажется, что здесь есть, может быть, здесь есть подсказка, как нам вот от материального забрать вот это вот.
Улайш по зареме, как мы можем лигнов мегашмиут из.
Ташкиби хевра
бит. Maybe there's a way to steal from corporeality somehow like that.
Invest in the group in this way, and you will succeed. Physical investment in the group. Besides having a particular intention, right? You don't want to profit by that same mover. You want a different type of salary. You will profit. But look, he's working for money, right? He has a clear deficiency. He wants to profit. If we would invest ourselves in this way in a demand to profit a spiritual salary, it would be all the better. Okay. Who? What? I don't see. Ah, Moshe. Yes. I'm looking at the screens. All the guests are before everybody else. That's clear. Please go ahead.
The friends are lions, each one. How, in what way should we nullify in order to catch those deficiencies, there's a sea of deficiencies? In what way should a person nullify, not in a Hasidic way, but in a way that we can acquire these deficiencies?
A person is like one with many clothes. Oh, onion skin. He's like an onion. He has many, many layers. So until all of that is revealed, then the heart becomes closer to the heart and begins to react properly with less lies and more truth, and can't suffer his own lie, his falsehood. It takes time. All that takes time. These are all layers that one needs to peel off more and more. And this matter is one that's accumulative. It's like he says that the king wanted to transfer his treasury to a different country, so he gave everybody a penny. So in that way, it's just not worth stealing it. So they would transfer everything. That's how we're going. But we also begin to accumulate together. And in the accumulation together, we're more experienced and we can bring more with us. And this process takes time. In the beginning, of course, a person is unable. He'll sell you anything. Everything. Don't believe in yourself until the day of your death. But at least along the way, we get better every time. And it's good that the friends seem bigger. Even though they themselves are like me, I need to believe that they're great. Not in sensation, but above sensation, above feeling. The more I look at a guy and I think, wow, look at how young he is, but look at the words that he's saying, how people are inspired by him, how he's presenting in front of everyone. Besides seeing that within intellect and reason, I have to transfer that to above reason as well, that everybody's like that, even the ones that I can't imagine. We need to work on that. No, you're local. Anybody else?
Уважаемый Рав, а если наоборот, знаний нет, наполнение есть, рвение есть, стремление есть.
If this is the other way around, there's no knowledge, but there's desire, there's a yearning.
Хочется отдать.
But there's a fear from harming.
There is no problem in damaging or not damaging if you're incorporated in the society. Again, you have no other action except uniting with others. So you're young. Connect to them as somebody that's young. Just bow your head. You're great. Then you have a different type of work, a greater work to bow your head. You're much greater than them. Then you have the greatest work in order to bow again and unite. It's the same work. That's it. So for this, we don't need any wisdom. Don't worry.
Thank you.
This is the advice of all Kabbalists. Yeah, why, you got something?
Вы вот сейчас сказали перевести выше знания там, то есть, ну тот, кто там говорит, да, мы все впечатляемся.
Амарта лемале меадат, мишем дабер, анахну митпалим мимено.
такой above reason, the one who speaks, we should be impressed by from his questions, his feelings.
По отношению ко всем нужно так стараться видеть.
Кого шабарта сейчас, что бияхас лекол эхад цех лиштадел лирот каха.
He said right now that we have to try and see each one like that.
I see that according to corporeal intellect in my eyes, but I need to, according to my spiritual intellect, I need to see everyone as a creator and in that way annul to them. That's how it's written. These aren't my words.
То есть это усилие постоянное должно быть видеть вот за каждым товарищем творца вот.
За цех лет мамац каво лирот маахрой кол хаверим это боре.
Permanent effort to see all the friends behind the creator.
Except for myself, outside of me is only the creator. And this is what I see. Any images or characters I see is only for me to engage in uniting each and every one to the creator. Especially if I begin to feel problems, sorrows, worries, concerns. Then, here I have a great opportunity to determine that there's none else besides him and he's good that does good. To who? Here? Sure. Go ahead.
The lack is also the fulfillment. If we increase the lack, we'll feel greater fulfillment in the yearning.
This is if I go toward practical unity, then my deficiency can be as fulfillment because it's for the sake of bestowal. I still haven't come to such degrees. It's not yet the case. But there shall come a time when we will be able to be in deficiencies, and by our deficiencies we will perform actions, and these actions will also be as bestowal, and all in all, what will fulfill us is the deficiency. Okay. So, do we have time for another article? Second articles, and then we do questions afterwards. Page 110
in the Passover book, article, what is the need to borrow kelim, vessels from the Egyptians? It's on the Rabash articles, article 14 in Rabash book. What is the need to borrow kelim, vessels from the Egyptians?
Okay, read. You can't do anything.
הכתוב אומר, דבר נא באוזני העם.
Speak now in the ears of the people, that each man will borrow from his neighbor and each woman from her neighbor vessels of silver and vessels of gold. And the Lord gave the people's favor in the eyes of the Egyptians. Our sages said that disciples of Rabbi Yanai said, do means please. The Creator said to Moses, please go and tell them to Israel, please borrow vessels of silver and vessels of gold from the Egyptians, so that righteous will not say, he kept, and they enslaved them and afflicted them, and then he did not keep, and they will come out with many possessions. This is perplexing. If the Creator wanted to keep his promise to Abraham, as it is written, and afterwards they will come out with many possessions, could he not make the people of Israel wealthy without borrowing vessels from the Egyptians? It seems like a fraud, for it seems that they initially borrowed by deceit, meaning without intending to return.
על הכוונה שלא להחזיר. עוד יש להבין.
We should also understand why the Creator said to Moses to implore Israel to borrow vessels from the Egyptians, as it is said above, that do means please. Also, what is this imploring? It seems to me that the Creator knew that they would object to it, so he asked Moses to speak to Israel. Thus, we should understand the reason for Israel's objection to this.
מהי סיבת התנגדותם של ישראל לדבר זה? עוד יש להבין מה שכתוב.
We should also understand the words, and the Lord gave the people's favor in the eyes of the Egyptians. How can we understand such a thing which is completely contradictory? Although anything is possible from the perspective of the Creator, but from the literal perspective, this is difficult to grasp. As it's written, and the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied, and the more they spread out, and they detested the sons of Israel. Our sages said, it shows that they were as thorns in their eyes. It follows that from thorns, meaning being unable to stand the people of Israel and seeing them as thorns, they now turned completely around, and the Egyptians liked the people of Israel.
שכן מצא עם ישראל חן בעיני המצרים. והנה בהבטחת הקדוש ברוך הוא לאברהם,
ואחרי כן, the Creator's promise to Abraham, and afterwards they will come out with many possessions, we should understand the whole matter that is presented there. And he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to inherit it. And he said, Lord God, by what will I know that I will inherit it? And he said to Abraham, know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and they will be enslaved and oppressed for 400 years. And afterwards they will come out with many possessions. And here too we should understand the answer that Abraham received to the question, by what will I know that I will inherit it? Since the Creator's answer was to this question, as it's written, and he said to Abraham, know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, where they will be enslaved and oppressed for 400 years, and afterwards they will come out with many possessions. Thus the question was about the guarantees of the inheritance, and the answer was to the guarantee that the people of Israel will be in exile. But is exile a guarantee for inheriting the land?
And
Baal Sulam explained that the meaning of the question, it is known that there is no light without a kli. That is, it is impossible to receive filling if there is no lack. And a lack is called a vessel. A kli. And when Abraham saw what the Creator wanted to give his sons, he said, I do not see that my sons will have a need for that spiritual inheritance of the land. He said, if they receive a small illumination, they will be content, because the smallest degree in spirituality brings more pleasure than all the corporeal pleasures in the world. Accordingly, when they receive some small illumination, they might think that there are no greater degrees than what they have attained, and will therefore have no need to ask for anything more. And because Abraham's question to the Creator was, by what will I know that they will have the need to inherit the spiritual land? Thus, he was asking the Creator to tell him how it might happen that they will have light without a kli. And Abraham understood that the Creator gives the light, but the kelim, the vessels, meaning a desire for greater lights than they already received, who would make them see that they need to achieve greater ascension than they feel now?
מכפי שהם מרגישים עכשיו. היות שיש כלל ברוחניות.
Since there's a rule in spirituality that anything spiritual that comes to a person makes him feel unsurpassable wholeness. Since anything spiritual is a complete feeling without any deficiency. Otherwise, it is not regarded as spiritual. For only in a corporeal matter can there be pleasure, and still we feel that there is a greater pleasure. This is not so in spirituality. Thus, Abraham wondered how and through what they would have a need to ask the Creator to give them greater degrees, called inheritance of the land. He said that the Creator's reply to him, "Know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs," means that from here, meaning from the exile in Egypt, they will have a need to ask the Creator to give them greater strength each time. The reason is that when a person begins to advance in the work of the Creator and wants all his actions to be in order to bestow, he sees that he cannot prevail. At that time, one asks the Creator to help him. As our sages said, he who comes to purify is aided. And the Holy Zohar asks, how is he aided? With the Holy Soul.
אם משום זה, כיוון שכל מה שהיו מתגברים בעבודה, היה הכל משקע בארץ.
Everything that they overcame in the work sank in the earth. As he says about their building of Pithom and Ramses, that is, each day they had to start their work anew, because everything they built went into the abyss. And they always saw themselves as though they had never begun to work.
You hear that? Every day we start anew. Whatever we had in the morning, you were so inspired, you understood, you felt, everyone was so such trepidation. Now, all of it passed through the sand into the abyss. Nothing remains. There was a lot of water, and now everything is dried up. There's nothing, I don't feel anything, don't understand anything, I have no desire for anything. Oh, just go to sleep, and at least in a minute we're going to go to eat. Okay, fine. That's it. This is the right way to advance in spirituality. That's just how it is. Yep. What?
As Baal Salam writes in letter 57, it's like one who draws water in a punctured vessel, and he draws it all day and has not a drop of water to quench his thirst. Similarly, the people of Israel, everything they built in Egypt would be swallowed by the earth. Similarly, the one who was not rewarded with his love, blessed be he, everything he worked yesterday is like as if it was burned down the following day. And every day, every moment, one should start anew, as if he didn't do anything. And then, the sons of Israel sighed from the work, because they saw clearly that they are not qualified for that anything would come out of their work, and therefore their sigh and their prayer was complete, and their cry rose because the Creator hears the prayer, and only for the complete prayer is He waiting.
Well, there's nothing to do other than continuing and understanding that this is the style of our advancement.
היינו כל יום היו צריכים להתחיל עבודתם מחדש כי כל מה שבנו הכל נכנס לתהום ותמיד הם היו רואים את עצמם.
So each day they had to start their work anew because everything they built went into the abyss and they always saw themselves as though they had never began the work because they did not remember any word of Torah that concerns work and always reflect on themselves, where is our work? The efforts we put into the work, where did they go?
ועוד יותר מזה, היה קשה להבין איך הייתה היכולת לקליפת פרעה.
It is even more difficult to understand how the klipa of Pharaoh could swallow all their work to the point that they did not feel that they ever engaged in serving the Creator, that their goal was to achieve wholeness, and they knew what they wanted. And suddenly, they have come to a state where they forgot everything and no reshimot, no recollection remained in them from their work. All this was deliberate. The Creator has prepared a klipa, a shell, peel, for this purpose, so as to constantly keep them in a state of beginning. It is known that all beginnings are tough. So, they will be forced to ask the Creator to help them. As said above, that he who comes to purify is aided. And as the Holy Zohar says, each time they receive a holy soul, which is a force from above, meaning that each time they receive additions to the soul. But this accumulates into a great amount, as it is known that what is given from heaven is not taken back.
אלא כל הערה שמקבלים מלמעלה, אף על פי שנסתלקת לפי שעה, אבל לבסוף...
However, although each illumination received from above departs for the time being, in the end, when he completes the amount of labor that one must do, as in everything that is in the might of your hand to do, that do, he receives at once everything he had received one at a time. He thought that it all went to the klipot, to the shells, the peels. But then he receives everything back.
And that's according to the condition that Echel swallowed it and then regurgitated it, that everything was in the klipa and then it returns to the person.
According to the above, it follows that the whole matter of the exile in Egypt was in order to receive vessels and a need for great lights called the inheritance of the land. This is what Abraham was perplexed about and said that he did not see that his sons would have a need for these great lights. And says there is no light without a vessel, without a kli. It turns out that even if there is a desire to give them, they have no vessels in which to receive. For this reason, they were given the exile in Egypt, where through the questions and arguments of the Egyptians, they will be continuously emptied from what little kedusha, what little holiness they had acquired, for they suckled from them. For this reason, they will always need to ask the Creator to illuminate their way for them, so that they can go forward. But they say that they kept going backwards, which is why the Ari wrote that at the time of the Exodus from Egypt, the people of Israel were in 49 gates of impurity until the King of Kings appeared before them and redeemed them. This seems to contradict reason, since it is known that Moses and Aaron came to Egypt and spoke to the sons of Israel about the Creator, wanting to bring them out from Egypt. They performed all the tokens in Egypt, and they saw the 10 plagues that the Egyptians suffered, and this must have brought Israel closer to holiness, and not the opposite, that they kept falling to a deeper gate of Tumah, impurity, to the point that when it was time to come out of Egypt, meaning when they had to have the best preparation for reception of the light of redemption, we see that when they received the light of redemption, they were in 49 gates of impurity. Is this possible? As Baal Sulam explained, the exile in Egypt was in order to obtain the vessels of the Egyptians, but it was only to borrow and later to return to them. I interpreted that this matter of the Creator saying to Abraham, your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, was a guarantee of the inheritance. This means that they would have a need to receive the abundance from the Creator, since wanting to come out of the enslavement of the Egyptians can be only through the help of a holy soul. Then they will need the Creator's help each time, and from this they will have a need to draw higher lights. Higher degrees, excuse me. Now we will explain Now we will explain the meaning of the exile in Egypt and the landing of the vessels, Kelim, from the Egyptians. We see that when Moses and Aaron came to the sons of Israel, as it's written, and Moses and Aaron went and gathered all the elders of the sons of Israel. And Aaron said all the words that the Creator had said to Moses, and performed the tokens before the eyes of the people, and the people believed and heard. We see from this that as soon as Moses and Aaron came to the sons of Israel, they accepted all the words that the Creator had said to Moses with faith above reason. And everything that the Egyptians made them understand, with all the questions and doubts about the faith of Israel, did not count at all, because they went above reason. For this reason, the fact that the whole time they were in exile could not impact them at all right now. That is, once Moses and Aaron came to the sons of Israel with the Creator's desire to take them out of exile, they promptly took it upon themselves not to listen henceforth to the arguments of the Egyptians, who came in the name of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that it is better for them to remain under their governance, and who tried to make them see that the way of the Egyptians was true, and that they should not listen to what Moses and Aaron were telling them. We see that you are yelling, "Let us go and sacrifice to our God." This made you think that you should leave Egypt and follow them.
We
understand that you want to listen to all that they are telling you with your eyes shut. Can this be? Well, we are making perfect sense. You have nothing to reply to us. Yet you insist that you are willing to go all the way according to the words of Moses and Aaron. From this we see that after Moses and Aaron came with the message of the redemption, that now they were coming out of enslavement, for they were unable to do the holy work, they were happy with this message and did not need any exaggerations of flavors of Torah and mitzvot. Rather, they were happy precisely with this, meaning with being able to simply observe in practice. This gave them complete satisfaction and they delighted. It's written, therefore they cry out, "Let us go and sacrifice to our God." It follows that now they are coming out of the exile from Egypt with kelim, with vessels that do not need anything. But as it is written, and the people believed and heard, and they have no need to inherit the land that the Creator had promised to Abraham. As it is written, "Know for certain, and afterwards they will come out with many possessions." Meaning that the exile was a guarantee that they would have the need to receive the delight and pleasure, which is the inheritance of the land that the Creator sought to give to His descendants. But they still did not have the vessels, the kelim, for this, and were content with little. This is why, and the Lord said to Moses, "Speak now in the ears of the people, that each man will borrow from his neighbor, and each woman from her neighbor, vessels of silver and vessels of gold. And according to what Baal HaSulam interpreted, we should say that it means that they will take the vessels of silver and vessels of gold that the Egyptians have. Meaning, take their desires and longings, namely all the doubts that they have, that they had about the way of the people of Israel. The Egyptians were always demanding that everything you do must be with reason and understanding, and your engagement in overcoming in order to exit self-love and to do everything in order to bestow is the wrong way, because the Creator is good and does good. And when He created the world, He certainly did it to benefit His creations, meaning that we, the creatures, will enjoy the delight and pleasure. But you are leaving the right path and taking on a path that is completely against the purpose of creation. You are telling us that this is the true way, that you do not need anything for self-love, but to do everything in order to bestow contentment upon the Maker.
But
whenever the people of Israel heard Egypt's slander about the path of bestowal, they would run from them. Meaning, they ran from these thoughts, and when they came to confuse the thoughts of the sons of Israel and instill their views in the hearts of the sons of Israel.
ומשום זה, שהקדוש ברוך הוא היה יודע שהם לא ירצו לשמוע את השאלות והקושיות של המצרים.
For this reason, the Creator knew that they would not want to hear Egypt's questions and doubts of who and what, but they did not have the kelim, the vessels, in which to place the many possessions, since there is no light without a kli. That is, a person cannot be given anything for which he has no desire. Therefore, if you were to ask the sons of Israel, what do you want me to give you? They would say, we don't want anything from you. On the contrary, our only aspiration is to give you, and not that you will give to us. Thus, how can they receive the delight and pleasure called many possessions, which is considered that he wants to give them nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida? They have no need for this. This is why the Creator wanted them to take the Egyptians' vessels, meaning their questions and doubts and all their desires, which are the vessels, the kelim, of the Egyptians. But they were not to really take those kelim, only borrow them. That is, they would take the Egyptians' vessels only to have a need to satisfy those deficiencies, but not to really keep those vessels, because the vessels, meaning these thoughts and desires, do not belong to the people of Israel. It is only a temporary borrowing, so as later to return. That is, afterwards, meaning once they receive the filling that belongs to these questions, precisely through them it will be possible to bestow upon them the filling. And this is similar to receiving the lights that belong to their kelim, to their vessels, which are called vessels of reception, in order to receive. However, they promptly threw away their vessels and used the lights that belong to their vessels, but received everything in order to bestow contentment upon the Maker. That's right.
All right, so if that's enough, that's enough. Is that clear? No, why is it called the taking of the vessels? Who can answer? And the borrowing?
It's a little bit like what we said yesterday. You should have a question, deficiency, the prayer.
All right, and then what do we return?
We receive the correct answers from the upper place, above the will to receive. We give answers to all the doubts, and then when we solve the doubts, we come out and we rejoice.
Yeah, but I haven't seen in history, let's say some kelim were taken from the Egyptians. Were they also returned? The question is that I borrow and then return. So did we return the kelim to the Egyptians or not?
The Egyptians stay with their questions. I think they don't come out of it.
Вернули это значит исправили их ради отдачи.
Ихзиру акавана тикну беальмелат лашпия. Иштамшу баем каха.
Returned meaning corrected in order to bestow. That's how they used it.
So you're saying that the kalim remained this way, but they were taken for the sake of bestowal. They were using the intentions on the will to receive, and they didn't use the actual kalim. Means that they acquired them only in borrowing in order to add upon them the will to bestow, the intention to bestow. Is that clear?
Ну вообще слышится это так, как будто бы египтяне глаза закрыли в это время, когда Израиль пришел забрать сосуды.
זה נשמע כאילו המצרים עצמו עיניים ברגע שישראל באו להשיב את
הכלים. Egyptians closed their eyes when Israel came to borrow the vessels.
בעזרת המצרים נתן ליהודים את הכלים והם כאילו עצמו את העיניים.
The creator, with the help of the Egyptians, gave the vessels to the Jews, and the Egyptians shut their eyes. But the Egyptians did their part. They succeeded. Not in Israel, not so much. Who
discovered these kelim of the Egyptians in Egypt? Specifically Israel that worked in Egypt. By wanting to unite, every time they would discover greater desires, would unite a little, and again it fell, their unity. And again they would try to unite. So they would discover kelim that are greater and greater. From what? They're called the kelim of the Egyptians when they're for the sake of reception, but who grows them every time more and more, the work of Israel, that each time they wanted to bring them to the sake of bestowal. Is that okay or not? We are working on unity. We try. We did something. Suddenly it fell, even worse. To deeper down to the will to receive. We try to unite. We arrive, and then we fall even deeper. Meaning the kelim, they're bigger and bigger and bigger, and they're for the sake of reception. So what do we need? All the work of Israel on the kelim of the Egyptians, which is for reception, that Israel wants to arrange them for the sake of bestowal, their whole work is to bring their intention to bestow. In Egypt, you can't attain the intention to bestow. They go out of Egypt with these desires, and then they succeed. They don't need more than the intention. The moment they attain the intention, the desire remains. All of our spiritual work, Partsuf, Neshama, all of it takes place only in the intention, in the Or Chozer, the returning light. Okay? All right. Wasn't so bad. Righteous women, does any of you wish to ask? Do any of you wish to ask? No. Okay, yes. Please give her the mic.
Сердечный шалом и с праздником от виртуальной молодежной группы Mac Online.
Шалом и хаг самех.
Happy holiday from the young group of Mac Online.
Части нашей группы. Если забудешь меня на день, то я забуду тебя на два, из Шамати. Это о духовном. Но мы хотели все-таки спросить.
אם תשכח אותי ליום, אני אשכח אותך ליומיים. זה אפרופו רוחניות. ואנחנו רצינו לשאול.
Относится это все-таки к регулярности занятий, в том числе пребывания на утреннем уроке.
האם זה קשור להתמדה בשיעורים, כמו כן שיעורי הבוקר?
בכל דבר זה קשור.
Does it have to do with the persistence in the morning lesson?
It's connected to everything. And every effort that we make, every spiritual state, if I don't recognize my spiritual free will in one portion, then I'll see myself as having lost, and then a double loss is revealed to me. It's not that it's punishment. Punishment is correction in spirituality. That I, if I wasn't there for a day, I would feel as if I wasn't there for 2 days in order to come back to the group, to the study. Okay. More? There we have a lady from... Any translation from Spanish? Norma's next door. Great.
Esta fiesta de Pesa ha sido grandiosa, maravillosa. Hemos aprendido muchas cosas.
החג הזה ממש מדהים. אנחנו למדנו הרבה דברים.
This holiday is truly amazing. We learned many things.
Muy pronto vamos a tener unos congresos también que van a ser maravillosos en Sudamérica, Norteamérica y otras partes.
ממש בקרוב יהיו לנו כנסים מאוד
going into very special congresses. Amazing congresses in South and North America.
Con esos congresos y en qué forma vamos a tener resultados para el creador.
איך אנחנו נוכל לחבר את האנרגיה החזקה הזאת של פסח לכנסים האלה כדי לתת נחת רוח לבורא.
How can we connect the strong energy of Passover to these congresses to give contentment to the Creator?
I hope very much that we'll do this, first of all, by our preparation. Tomorrow, God willing, we'll be done with the holiday. Maybe we'll find a little bit more material to continue, but really we have our marathon. First, we need to study all of these congresses that will undergo in North and South America. That's the first thing. Second thing is that we need here, there are all sorts of events in Israel as well, and to undergo those as well, to study those. So we have what to do, but we are beginning in the next few days. I'm not sure exactly what day, but we'll see if there's something urgent to continue for Passover. Some article. So not tomorrow during the morning, but the day after tomorrow. The day after tomorrow is we have a regular morning lesson, because tomorrow it's from 9 to 10 or something. Alright, so we begin right after Passover lessons on these four congresses. And that's how we'll go according to these four congresses: the Chile Congress, Brazil, Mexico, and New Jersey, the United States. So we'll see. Now we might have to study for each congress, not just one day, but maybe 2 days. That'll be the preparation for the congress. So let's hope that we'll have enough time to do it, that we'll succeed, just to, you know, to kind of get into the atmosphere. Now we're here before the lesson. We, just like you enter the atmosphere of a lesson in the 15 minutes before the and during the preparation, and likewise we'll enter the atmosphere of the congresses. I think that our kli is becoming more and more connected, focused. And we can expect some great congresses, just one great big congress. After that, we'll have a congress in Kazakhstan and in Rome and a few other places. And this way we'll continue. But for now, the evening lesson's not me. Maybe you have some questions.
Denis from Moscow is asking, tonight we're going to have a special, amazing lesson. Can we prepare for it such a desire that would allow us to ask the Creator for the friends to come out of Egypt?
All that depends on the deficiency. And precision of the deficiency, we really need to know what exiting is, what exodus is, how much we need it, how much we are ready. Each one is prepared to bow with respect to the friends as the greatest of the generation and to beg everyone to, before everyone, to give him the opportunity to incorporate with everyone in order to come to a state when we'll be fit for the force, for the sake of bestowal, that by this we want to model this force, that we want to receive it, then of course we'll be able to do it. Everything depends not on anyone, but on everyone together. Because no one, we're going to be another 1,000 years in Egypt, that's not going to help. If we can unite, if we're able to unite, then we can do it up until the evening even. That's it. All right.
להיות בחברה כמו טיפה בכוס מים. לה 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 לה. אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים, בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים, לקנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים, להיות בחברה כמו טיפה בכוס מים. אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים, בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים, לקנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים, להיות בחברה כמו טיפה בכוס מים.